Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. The Bible reads, "And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them." So that shows you right there that he has another name, God Almighty. That was the primary name that he used when he revealed himself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. By his name Jehovah, he was not known unto them. That's the name that he reveals at the burning bush. And going forward after the burning bush, after Moses, after Mount Sinai, that's the primary name by which God is referred in the Old Testament. But what about before that? Before that, people knew God by a different name. They knew him as God Almighty. Now, flip over to Romans chapter 10, if you would. Romans chapter 10. And also, if you would, go to Genesis 12, if you want to put your finger in both places. Genesis 12. And this is all just kind of a foundation. Then we're going to get into the seven main names of God in the Old Testament. But if you go to Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Okay? Now, this is connected with verse number 9. How do we know that? Because every verse between 9 and 13 has a conjunction. Do you see that? It says in verse 9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now the word for means because. So he starts out by saying, hey, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, you shall be saved because this, because this, because this, because this, because this, because this, and ultimately, because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So therefore, according to this scripture, when you call upon the Lord Jesus or confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you're calling upon the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Even though what word are you using? Jesus. Right? So by calling on the Lord Jesus, you're calling upon the name of the Lord. Okay? Now go back to Genesis with that in mind. If we were to look up this quote of Romans chapter 10, of course it's found in the book of Joel chapter 2, one of the small minor prophets. You don't have to turn there. But in Joel, when it quotes this and it says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, we are talking about the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D of Jehovah God, the name of God, the four-letter name of God known as the Tetragrammaton, Jehovah, right? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of Jehovah shall be saved. But in Romans 10, it said if you call on the Lord Jesus, you're fulfilling that. Everybody following so far? Okay, now let's go back to Genesis chapter number. Which chapter did I tell you to go to? Go to Genesis chapter 12, and we see Abraham in verse 8. He removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and he called upon the name of the Lord. You see that in all caps there? Look at chapter 13, verse 4. Unto the place of the altar which he had made at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now, if you would, flip over to chapter 26, Genesis chapter 26. It says in verse 25, and he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. You say, where are you going with this, Pastor Anderson? Here's where I'm going with this. The Bible told us in Exodus chapter 6 that God was not known unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the name of Jehovah, but that he was known unto them by another name. What was that other name?
God Almighty.
God Almighty. So when it says Abraham called upon the name of the Lord, when it says Isaac called upon the name of the Lord, what name did they actually call? Did they call Jehovah? That's not the name that they knew him by. What name did they call?
God Almighty.
They called on the name of God Almighty. What name did you call on when you got saved? What name did I call on when I got saved? It was the name of Jesus. But you know what? We were still calling upon the name of Jehovah, weren't we? We were still calling upon the name of the Lord. Why? Because Jehovah has another name, God Almighty. Because Jehovah has another name, Jesus. Why? Because Jehovah is not the only name of God, is what I'm trying to show you. Because if Jehovah were the only name, then it would be impossible for Abraham to call upon the name of the Lord without knowing that name. It would be impossible for Isaac to call on the name of the Lord without knowing that name. But the Bible tells us that they did call on the name of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that they did not know the name of Jehovah. So, you know, there's just a lot of evidence that proves that Jehovah is not his only name. Jehovah is one of his names. So, again, the three principal foundations that God and Lord are names. Number two, God doesn't just have one name. He has many names. And number three, his names are cumulative. So when we get to the New Testament and he reveals another name to us, Jesus, when he reveals other terms whereby he's called, he doesn't stop being Jehovah. And when he was revealed as Jehovah at the burning bush, he doesn't stop being God Almighty. He's God Almighty and he's Jehovah. Okay, so the names are cumulative, is what the Bible's teaching.